Welcome to The World Below, The War in the Heavens, a podcast exploring the adventure, the intrigue, and the magic of a land that lies beneath the celestial battle between gods and demons, a clash that has gone on since time immemorial. I'm your guide, your interlocutor, and your host, Michael Pryor.
And I'm ready to roll out season 3 of this podcast. Since it's been a while since season 2, I suspect that it's time for a bit of a look back, you know, a previously on sort of thing. Over 2 seasons, I've posted 20 episodes covering many monarchs in the land of Anarquist, plus a few episodes that were more thematic in nature, focusing on things like the way magic works in the world below the war in the heavens, flora and fauna, and things like the geography and culture of some of the more out-of-the-way regions on the continent. But for new listeners and those who need a catch-up, let me give you an overview of what we're talking about. This podcast is all about the world below the war in the heavens, a vast land full of magic and adventure, many realms, and it has a long and fascinating history, punctuated by the infamous Heaven Falls, a startling phenomenon where the results of the eternal battle between the gods and the demons that takes place far, far overhead, the results periodically plummet to the earth and become the source of fabulous riches and magical power. Entire kingdoms have been founded around Heaven Falls, and because of their extraordinary value, they've been fought over, sometimes in long and bloody wars. In the podcast, I focused on the land of Anarquist, because it's the richest realm on the entire continent. It's ruled by a dynasty that is more or less unbroken, despite considerable ups and downs, for nearly 2,000 years. The realm was built around an unsurpassed heavenfall when the body of a dead god fell to earth. As such, it's a good starting point and a good example for any exploration of this strange and wonderful world. If you want to know more, go back to the early episodes of the podcast, and after that you can pick up the episodes that concentrate on the Anarquistian monarchs. And I really recommend that you do, because the Anarquistians are as far from ordinary as you can imagine. Each member of the family is extraordinarily talented and fearsomely ambitious, with the ultimate prize being the crown, of course. This means that the succession is almost always contested, with blackmail, betrayal, secret alliances, and often outright violence being very much standard operating procedure for the family, which does make for sensational stories. The 20th episode of this podcast, the last of season 2, was devoted to King Haldan I of Anarquist, known as Haldan the Sleepwalker, which might be an unfair moniker, but it can't be denied that much of his lack of action let Anarquist slide into a period of brutality and chaos. In some ways, you could say that he's a real nowhere man. The fact that most of this brutality and chaos was instigated and maintained by his family members probably wasn't much solace for him, especially after he was killed, but there you have it. If you're the sort of person who likes a nice, neat chart, go to the World Below the War in the Heavens website, where I've put up a list of the Anarquistian monarchs that will be a work in progress, to which I'll add names and years of reigning of each of the monarchs as we go. Up to and including Haldan, the list has 14 monarchs. And when I find the time, I'll try to slot in a little thumbnail, a few lines of text hitting the highlights of each monarch's reign. Just a handy reference for you all. Season 3, coming very, very soon, will jump straight into what the Anarquistians have traditionally called the Nightmare Years, which should give you a hint of the sort of content we'll be covering. Even more than the usual Anarquistian history, this 60-year period is dark, full of conflict, mistrust, betrayal and bloodiness, the sort of thing that makes for a very high-rating miniseries. It's a period of Anarquistian history that Anarquistians don't really like to talk about much because of all the much-vaunted Anarquistian ideals of honour, fortitude and valour. Well, let's just say they're not on full display. Actually, they were packed up, locked away, and ignored for most of these dark decades. Piecing together the events and their motivations is made tricky because of the almost constant revisions that have been made in an effort to make the Anaquistian ancestors look better than they really were. But enough primary sources survive to counter the authorised version, and that tend to have a certain bewildered tone about them, as if they have no idea how certain murders occurred or infamous massacres were undertaken, even when it's blindingly obvious who was behind it. Series 3 will also continue with at least one thematic episode, the sort of thing that's been a highlight of the previous two seasons. Some of these have come from listener input, where people have got in touch and demanded to know more about this or that aspect of the world below the war in the heavens. And if you, too, want to offer some feedback in a direct and candid way, it's probably best to go via Facebook or Twitter, where the world below the war in the heavens has a presence. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you. So, keep an eye out for Season 3 of the World Below the War in the Heavens podcast coming soon. And while you're keeping an eye out, subscribe and like. It really helps others to find and enjoy this podcast. Heaven's strength to you all.